Sault Ste. Marie. Stephen Thomé's interactions with a local couple turned into an absolute nightmare for them, a judge said Monday. As Sault Today previously reported, the couple hired the Calgary man, who had recently relocated to Sault Ste. Marie, to renovate a home they owned on 3rd Avenue 2 years ago. He didn't do the work, moved into the residence, didn't pay the rent and pawned some of their property. Thomé pleaded guilty to defrauding the victims of $4,200 on November 14, 2021, and 2 counts of possession of stolen property. The 47-year-old admitted he later sold 3 bass amplifiers to Secondhand World. On February 24 to 25 of last year, he again visited the Tancred Street pawn shop, where he exchanged 4 guitars for $350 cash. The Crown and defense jointly recommended that Thomé receive an 18-month conditional sentence, which he would serve in the community, and 2 years probation. The lawyers agreed that he should pay restitution to the victims. Thomé has a brief criminal record that includes a 2011 conviction for fraud over $5,000, prosecutor Robert Skeggs said, noting there were no offenses since then. The accused is acknowledging 3 different criminal acts, which would have required 3 trials, and this is a mitigating factor, he said. But the crimes involve breach of trust issues, which is aggravating, he told Ontario Court Justice Melanie Dunn. The victims let him into their house, he was hired and paid to do renovations and the remodeling didn't occur, the assistant Crown attorney said. Some of their prized possessions were sold without their permission, Skeggs said. They have been unsuccessful in getting one of the instruments back, which is significant to a musician. Defense lawyer Anthony Orazietti said his client did complete some drywall work. 3 of the 4 guitars were recovered as well as the 3 amps. Thomé is a certified plumber and was working in construction but was laid off because of COVID-19. He now resides in Bruce Mines, has health issues and receives Ontario Works, Orazietti said. The court has to consider Thomé's ability to pay restitution, the defense said, suggesting he could make monthly payments. When she imposed the sentence, Dunn referred to the couple's victim impact statement. It's clear this was an absolute nightmare for them, and the impact was profound and financial, the judge said. To make things worse, a person was living on their property and not paying rent. This calls for a lengthy sentence of 18 months, followed by 2 years probation, Dunn said. The first portion will be 9 months of house arrest. Thomé can only leave his property for medical emergencies and appointments, to drive his young child to and from school, or while in the company of the child. He is allowed to be away from home between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Fridays to obtain the necessities of life. During the final 9 months, he will have a curfew between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. This is a jail sentence and you are not to possess or consume alcohol, drugs or other intoxicating substances, Dunn told him. He can have no contact with the victims and must remain 50 meters away from them. During his probation, he must take any recommended assessments, counseling or rehabilitative programs and have no communication with the complainants. Thomé must pay $100 a month restitution during his sentence and probation, a total of $4,200. At the request of the Crown, charges against a co-accused, Melissa Scheiber, were withdrawn.